Okay, good evening. We find ourselves now in the 7 weeks of Nechama, 7 weeks of comfort between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah. And especially we find ourselves now the night after Chamisha Aser B'Av, which is, as the Mishnah says, the great Yom Tov, L'Hoyu Yomim Tovim L'Yisrael, Chamisha Aser B'Av U'Chiyom HaKippurim. And we find ourselves in between the parashios of Eschanan and Ekev, in the second half of Menachem Av, the half in which the mood is transformed from Avel to Simcha. And it's interesting that we go from Avel to Simcha in a split second. The Avelus ends Yud Av in the afternoon, exactly at noon, the day after Tisha B'Av. In a split second, there's a mood change, and suddenly music is allowed, showers, swimming, the works. Without any transition, it's not like it's gradual. It's not a gradual change. It's a sudden change, and perhaps the sudden change that takes place right after Tisha B'Av is a metaphor, it's a remez to the sudden change that we're all going to experience very soon. When Pisaim Yavai Ha'odain, the Pasuk says in Zechariah that the Geula will happen suddenly. Pisaim. It could happen just as it happens the day after Tisha B'Av. In 1 second we go from Evel to Simcha. So too, that's how it's going to happen. As mentioned in the previous weeks, Menachem Av is the month of Shimon. Every month corresponds to another Shevet. Shimon sinned in two ways. Shimon himself, Shevet Shimon. Shimon, we find, was the one who was guilty. Again, we're talking about the Shiftei Kah. We have to be careful how we talk about Shimon, who was a tzaddik, Nisgav. It's not like we understand even a mashahu of who Shimon was. But we're allowed to, if it's to teach ourselves, we're allowed to talk about them, of course, on their level. Shimon was guilty in the Mechira of Yosef HaTzadik, causing division among the Jewish people. And later, Shevet Shimon was responsible for the chait that took place in the city called Shittim. By Yeshev Yisrael Bashittim, as we read at the end of Parshas Balak, by Yitzamed Yisrael Leva'al Pe'or, by Yishtachavu Le'Eloheihem, and then the story with the Benois Midyan and the Benois Moyav, immorality, intermarriage, idolatry, the 24,000 who died as a result of that episode from Shevet Shimon, as Rashi clearly in Chumash tells us that they were all from Shevet Shimon. So Shimon sinned in the area of Sinas Chinam with Yosef HaTzadik, and in the area of Znus and Avodah Zorah in the story of Shittim at the end of Chumash Bamidbar. And the month of Menachem Av, which is the month of Shimon, falls as a result of Sinas Chinam, as Chazal tell us, because of Sinas Chinam we lost our Beis HaMikdash, and also because of the Averis that we learn about in Shittim, the Averis of Znus and Avodah Zorah, Kfira, the Shar Hanun of Tumah that we find ourselves in today. However, the month of Menachem Av is split in two. The first half is under the domain of Esav, Ki Yadua, Til Chamisha Aser B'Av. The second half has already been transformed. The second half is the tikkun for Shimon, the rectification for Shimon. And this we see in the parashiyos that we read now, and in the Gemara and the last Mishnah of Tainis that talk to us about the Yom Tov of Chamisha Aser B'Av, which Chamisha Aser B'Av is the tikkun for Tisha B'Av. Chamisha Aser B'Av is a day that is a day of Geula, a day that is associated with Chayim. It was the day in which Kolu Meisei Midbar, that those who died in the time of the desert, they stopped dying. It was the day in which Hutru Shvatim Lovei Zebazeh, Hutar Shevet Binyamin Lovei Bakohol, and other events, as we'll mention shortly, that are all related to the tikkun of Shimon, to the tikkun of Chodesh Menachem Av, and to the Geula. And it takes place right after Tisha B'Av. We find, as mentioned many times, what it says in Sefer Yetzirah, that every month has a different mode. Just like every month has a shevet, every month has a mode, a character trait, a midah. The mode of Menachem Av is Shmia, listening. Himlech ois tes b'shmia. Every month has a mode. Let's say Nisan is speech, Iyar is thought, Sivan is walking, Tammuz is eyesight, seeing, and Menachem Av is hearing, listening, accepting. Because we did not listen, because we did not accept, the month of Menachem Av fell. The tikkun for Menachem Av is when we will listen, when we will accept, when we will do what we're told. V'hoya Ekev Tishma'un. Tishma'un is the letters tikkun Shimon. The tikkun, the rectification for Shimon, will take place at the end of time. V'hoya Ekev Tishma'un Eis HaMishpatim Ha'ela. When Shmia, that which fell in regards to Shmia, will be rectified. We find throughout these parashiyos the word of Shmiya mentioned over and over again. Last week we read in Vayeschanan, which is always the parasha read right after Tisha B'Av, Vaneshev Bagoi Mul Beis Pa'or, says Moshe Rabbeinu. We sat in the valley, opposite Beis Pa'or, which Beis Pa'or was the Avodah Zarah that the Jews began worshipping in the story of Shittim, which Shimon was the most responsible. The 24,000 who died, it was the Avodah Zarah of Pa'or. Vaneshev Bagoi, says Rashi, v'nitzmadetem v'avoydes koychavim. Rashi uses the word smida, which is the same word that the Torah uses at the end of Balak, v'yitzomed Yisrael l'val pe'or. And the next part says, v'ata Yisrael shema el hachukim. Listen, says Rashi, Moshe Rabbeinu was sort of complaining. He was saying, I did one aveira and Hashem didn't forgive me. You sinned terribly, v'aneshev bagoy mul beis pe'or, avodah zarah, immorality, and yet afal pikein v'ata Yisrael shema el hachukim v'hakol mochaloch. Listen to what you're told to do, and everything is forgiven. V'ata Yisrael shema el hachukim. It's interesting. V'aneshev bagoy, the word goy, gimel yud aleph, goy is begematria tes be'ov. Test, the letter test, Beis Aleph Beis, which is 14, that's Goy, Gimel Yud Aleph. A Goy is a valley. We sat in a valley. Tisha B'Av is the valley of time. Mul Beis Pa'or, the Avodah Zarah of Pa'or, which affected Shevet Shimon more than the other Shvatim, and Tisha B'Av is in the month of Shimon. And the Tikkun is V'ata Yisrael Shema El Hachukim. It's interesting, too, that we know that every month has a different combination of Hashem's name, a Tzir of Shem Havayah. The combination of Hashem's name for the month of Menachem Av is from the words in Parshas Kisavo, Haskes Ushema Yisrael Hayom. That's Hey, Vav, Yud, Hey. First part is backwards, the second part is straight. First half of the month is Midas Adin, second half is Midas Harachamim. And the words that the Arizal, who revealed this to us, the acronym of which words? Haskes Ushema Yisrael Hayom. Again, the word Shema. Shimon has the word Shema in his name, and in fact that's why he was called Shimon, because Shema Hashem Kisnua Anochi. So the tikkun for Menachem Av is Shmia, the Ata Yisrael Shema El Hachukim, that we saw in Vayeschanan. As we move into Ekev, and even in Vayeschanan itself, of course we have the parsha of Shema, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which Shema is Kabbalah's Oil Malchus Shemayim. Shema stands for Oil Malchus Shemayim. That's the tikkun for the lack of Shemia, which is what caused Menachem Av to fall. The tikkun, therefore, is over and over again, the Torah in these two parshas, Vayeschanan and Ekev, keeps on repeating the word Shema in different ways. Different. The root is Shema, but in different ways. Shetishmon, Shema, Ushmatem, V'hoya Ekev Tishma'un, and of course later we have V'hoya Im Shemaya Tishma'u, which is also in this week's parasha. And then after this, the Torah tells us, again, V'ata Shema Yisrael, Ki ata oiver viodata hayoim ki Hashem alakecha hu oiver lefanecha esh oichlohu. And before that, Shema Yisrael ata oiver hayoim es hayardein. Again, the words Shema Yisrael. Listen, today you pass over the Jordan River, which can also be explained. Yardein is yodua, that Yardein is from the words Yoradon, Yoradin. Yardein is a remes to the Midas Hadin. Ata oiver hayoim es hayardein. We're passing over from Midas Hadin to Midas Harachamim now. Lovoy Loreshes Goyim Gedoilim Va'atsumim Mimeka, Kibush Ha'oretz, Binyan Ha'oretz. Now we're in the days of Binyan as opposed to the 3 weeks and the 9 days, which were days of Churban. We are now in the days of Binyan, Binyan Yerushalayim, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Shema Yisrael, and then Ata Oivra Hayoim Es Hayardein. The Tikkun is Shmiya. That's the Shem Havaya of the month has the word Shemiyah in it. Haskes Hu Shema Yisrael Hayom. The name of the Shevet associated with Menachem Av. And the Psukim that we read in the Parshios around this time all hint to us the Tikkun for Menachem Av lies in the word Shin Mem Ayin, in the word Shemiyah. And this we see in Chamisha Asa Ba'av. Chamisha Asa Ba'av is the Tikkun for Tisha Ba'av. Chamisha Asa Ba'av is where the Geula starts, where the Ksiva V'Chasima Toiva begins. Chamisha Asa Ba'av is B'Gematria Ksiva V'Chasima Toiva, tell us the Svarim. The Munkacha and others write in their Svarim that Chamisha Asa Ba'av, and it is, it works. Chamisha Asa Ba'av is B'Gematria Ksiva V'Chasima Toiva. We could start wishing one another that we be inscribed, written and inscribed in the Book of Life, beginning with Chamisha Asa Ba'av, 45 days prior to Rosh Hashanah. We don't have to wait till the month of Elul to start wishing one another or writing in letters that vinching one another, Kisiva V'Chasim HaTov, because it starts already, Chamisha Asa Ba'av. Chamisha Asa Ba'av, therefore, is a day that is associated with life. Unlike Tisha B'Av, which is a day associated with death, Tisha B'Av is a day of Shikcha, as we said in Eicha, Shikach Hashem Moyed V'Shabbos, Lama Lo Netzach Tishkachenu. Chamisha Asa Ba'av is a day of Zechira, preparing us for Rosh Hashanah, which is called Yom HaZikara, in the day of remembrance. The day that we blow the shofar which is the awakening tool, the alarm clock. During these weeks, we prepare for Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is B'gematria shofar. Yerushalayim. We prepare for the city of Yerushalayim through our Avodah of Yerah. And as we'll see, the two main Avodahs of the next 7 weeks to rectify the downfall of Tisha B'Av and to prepare ourselves for Rosh Hashanah is Yira and Emuna. Yira and Emuna are what's going to rectify the chait of Shittim, the immorality, which in order to combat immorality one needs Yira, Yira Shamayim, and Emuna to combat the Avodah Zarah, the Kfira. The lack of Emuna, as we mentioned 2 weeks ago before Tisha B'Av, was the lack of Emuna in the Vehevesi, in the fifth expression of Geula. As the Pasuk says in Devarim of Adavar Hazeh, Einchem Ma'aminim B'Hashem Elokeichem. So to counter, in order to rectify, we have to intensify our Emuna, work on our Emuna and on our Yira. Those are the two that are going to transform the month of Menachem Av into totally into a month of Sasa and V'Simcha, beginning with Chamisha Asa Ba'av. The Mishnah tells us, the Mishnah equates Chamisha Asa Ba'av with Yom Kippur. Chamisha Asa Ba'av is sort of the lachayim, the vart. Yom Kippur is the wedding. Or you could really say that already starting Chamisha Asa Ba'av is the chasana, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael reunite, unlike during the 9 days and 3 weeks when there was a separation, sort of. There was Gerushin, there was a Prisha. Now Hashem is taking us back to start the relationship over again, Anila Daidi V'Daidi Li. And therefore, the Mishnah tells us that in Chamisha Asa Ba'av, Benois Tziyain, or Benois Yerushalayim, there are two versions, two Girsa'is, the daughters of Zion, the daughters of Jerusalem, it says, went out, Yaitza'is V'Chayla'is Bakramim, they went out to dance in the vineyards. And the famous Mishnah that tells us, they said, Bachur Sona Einecha Ure'ei, lift up your eyes and look at the right thing. And then the Mishnah quotes the pasuk at the end of Perek Shlishi of Shir Hashirim, which Shir Hashirim, as we all know, is the Megillah of love, the Ahava between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. Se'ena ure'ena benois tziyain ba'melech shloimai bo'atara she'itera lo'imai b'yoyim chasunasai v'yoyim simchas libai. It's interesting that we see right away here the tikkun for the Benois Midyan and the Benois Mayav. Because here we have Tse'enu Re'ena Benois Tziyon, Shebahen Benois Yerushalayim Yoitzais V'Chayleis B'Kramim. And look at the contrast. Benois Midyan, Benois Mayav, which brought about the downfall of Shevet Shimon, meaning the downfall of Menachem Av, which Menachem Av corresponds to Shimon, they brought Klal Yisrael down. The Benois Mayav and the Benois Midyan brought Klal Yisrael to the Avodah Zarah of Pa'or. Took us away from Hashem, away from Yirah Shamayim, away from Emunah. And here in the Mishnah, just the opposite. Benois Tzion, Benois Yerushalayim, Yoytzais, V'choylais, B'kramim. And what's their message? Their message is, they don't say, look at us. Son Einecho Re'ei, look up into Shemayim. Isha Yiras Hashem Hi Tisalol. Most of Mepharshim will say this is really a metaphor. Benois Tzion, Benois Yerushalayim is referring to Klal Yisrael. Melech Shalayim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech Shalom Shaloi. Se'ena Ure'ena. Look. We go from Shmiya to Re'iyah. Re'iyah is a much higher level than Shmiya. Se'enu Re'ena Benois Tzion, Ba'melech Shloimei, Bo'atara She'iter Eloimei. We're being zeicher to the crown. Tisha B'Av was the day when we lost our crown. Nafla Ateres Roishenu, says the Pasuk in Eicha. Or as the Mishnah says in Saita, Bepulmus Shel Titus, Bepulmus Shel Aspasionus, Gozru Al Atreis Kalois Val Atreis Chasanim, that Chasanim and Kalos do not wear crowns because of the Churban. But in this pasuk, ba'atara she'iter eloyimai b'yoyim chasunosai, we're talking about the chasana of HaKadosh Baruch and Klal Yisrael. That's why this time right now is mesugel for chasanas shaduchim. Chamisha asubav is a day of shaduchim. Yom Kippur is the chasana. Chamisha asubav as well. B'yoyim chasunosai is exactly b'gematria chamisha asubav. B'yoyim chasunosai. What do we see in this Mishnah? In this Mishnah we see that starting Chamisha Asur Ba'av begins the tikkun for Shevet Shimon, the tikkun for the Benois Midyan and the Benois Moav with the Benois Tzion and the Benois Yerushalayim, and the tikkun for the Chet of Shimon in the Mechira of Yosef HaTzadik, because the division that exists in Klal Yisrael, the lack of unity, the disunity and the division all originate from the story of Yosef and the brothers, which Shimon is the most responsible. And in fact, B'derech Remez, because Shimon sells Yosef, Yosef is the Shomer HaBris, Yosef is the one who's the most careful in this area. Shimon is punished and later falls with the Benois Midyan and the Benois Moav. That could be an einish for him for selling Yosef, the Tzaddik, the Midah of Yisoy, to Mitzrayim. And we find that among the reasons why Chamisha Asa B'Av is a Yomtiv, two have to do with Achtus. Two have to do with the Tikkun for the chait of Mechiras Yosef. One reason is because Hutru Shvatim Lavoi Zebazeh. The Shvatim, then in the time of Chumash, were not allowed to marry out of the Shevet. Every Shevet had to stay within the Shevet. If someone belonged to Shevet Menashe, like the Benois Tzlovchad, had to marry men from Menashe. That's what they did. The five daughters of Tzlovchad married their five first cousins, as the Pasuk tells us at the end of Parshas Maaseh, which we always read during the 3 weeks. But on Chamisha Asa Ba'av, Hutru Shvatim Lavai Zebazeh. No longer are there any limitations. No matter what Shevet you belong to, we can marry into each other. We can intermarry among ourselves. There's Achtus among Klal Yisrael. The other reason why it's a Yom Tov is because Hutar Shevet Binyamin Lavai Bakol. As we read in Sefer Shoftim, the story of Pilegesh Begiva, where Shevet Binyamin was excommunicated. And at the end of the day, they only had 600 members left. They were in danger of becoming extinct. And finally, Chazal permitted Shevet Binyamin once again to intermarry into Klal Yisrael, to continue to thrive as a Shevet. That happened on Chamisha Asa B'Av. Achtus, Binyamin together with the rest of Klal Yisrael. And the other Aveira, the Aveira of Shittim, the Aveira of Znus and Avodah Zarah that occurred in Shittim, in which Shimon fell, we see also Chamisha Asa B'Av. Chamisha Asa B'Av, according to one opinion, is also the day in which the guards that were set up by Yeravam ben Nevat set up guards to prevent Klal Yisrael from going to Yerushalayim so that they shouldn't see him sitting and Rechavam standing, Ki Yodua, the whole story in Sefer Melachim. So Yeravam ben Nevat set up guards to prevent the Aseres HaShvatim from going to Yerushalayim, and he also put two idols, one in the north and one in the south, of Eretz Yisrael in place of going to the Beis HaMikdash. They should go there instead. So he was a Chayte Umachti Esarabim. And as because of him, many, many Jews began to worship idols. And again, they fell into the chait of Avodah Zarah as a result of Yeravam ben Nevat. It was the chait of Umachti Esarabim, as we're going to read in this week's Pirkei Avos, that a chait of Umachti Esarabim is among those and ain't maspikin biyadai lasei's tshuva, as the Mishnah says in this week's Pirkei Avos, Perek Chamishi, in contrast to Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the zocha of the zika Esarabim. And this went on for many years. For many years, they could not go to Yerushalayim, and they were worshipping idols, which led up to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash eventually. However, on Chamisha Osa Ba'av, Hoshea ben Eila, says the Gemara, who was the last of Malchai Yisrael, he removed the guards and allowed the Jews once again to return to Yerushalayim. The pathways to Yerushalayim are opened on Chamisha Osa Ba'av. Literally, that's when the guards were removed, and now whoever wants can go to Yerushalayim, to Yira Sholem. Just as the B'nai Tzion say, Sheker Hachein Vehevel Ayoifi Isha Yiras Hashem Hitisalol. On Chamisha Osa Ba'av began the pilgrimage to Yerushalayim, which is called Yerushalayim because of Yira Sholem. Until finally we get there, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah B'gematria Beis HaMikdash Ki Yadua. Rosh Hashanah is the Beis HaMikdash of time. Yom Kippur is the Kodesh HaKadoshim of time. This journey begins now. Right after Tisha B'Av, we begin traveling to Yerushalayim, traveling to the Beis HaMikdash, traveling to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Ruchnias, and hopefully as well, Begashmias. In fact, in this parasha, we learn about Eretz Yisrael. Akev speaks to us about Eretz Yisrael. Ki ha'aretz asher ata bo shomo l'rishta, loike Eretz Mitzrayim hi, Eretz asher Hashem alekecha doyresh oisa tomid, eine Hashem alekecha ba, meireshes Hashan of Yad Acher Rishon, including at the beginning of the parasha, v'yachalta v'savatu v'erachtu as Hashem alekecha al ha'aretz hatoy v'asher nosan loch. We start learning about Eretz Yisrael in these parashas. We're preparing now for our return to Eretz Yisrael, our return to Yerushalayim, to Yerushalayim. Lack of Yira is what brought about the Chet of Shittim. Yira is Misakein the Chet of Shittim, the Chet of Shimon and his involvement with the Benois Midyan and the Benois Moyav, who lack in Yira, in contrast with the Benois Tzion and the Benois Yerushalayim, who cry out, Isha Yiras Hashem Hitisalo. What do we do on Rosh Hashanah? On Rosh Hashanah we blow shofar. The shofar on Rosh Hashanah is a reminder of the shofar of the keren of the ayil that was substituted for Yitzchak. Where was that? On the Mokam HaMikdash, which the Mokam HaMikdash was designated after the Akedah as the place where Klal Yisrael will travel three times a year, where Klal Yisrael will go to develop Yira. Avraham Avinu said, Vayikra Avram Shem Hamokom Hahu Hashem Yira Asher Ye Omer Hayom Behar Hashem Ye Ra'eh. Hayom is Rosh Hashanah, as Rashi says. On Rosh Hashanah we lane the Akedah. On Rosh Hashanah we learn about the Akedah, which is the act, which from that act we have the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, which the Shofar has the power to bring us to Yira. Shofar, the Shofar scares us. The Pasuk says in Amos, Hayitoka Shofar Ba'ir. The ha'am lo yecherodu. Can a shofar be sounded and people don't tremble? The shofar brings to charada, to yira. It reminds us of Yom Hadin. Shofar, as Begamatria Yerushalayim has mentioned before, Yerushalayim is the city of Yira. What the shofar does on Rosh Hashanah, the city of Yerushalayim does every day. When one goes to Yerushalayim with the right attitude, one is entering the city of Yira. One is developing his Yira Shamayim, especially by the Kaisel Maravi, especially near the Mokam HaMikdash, the Mokam of Behar Hashem Yeira'eh, which we could not go to as a result of Tisha B'Av, as a result of Yeravim Ben Avot setting up guards, preventing us from going there. And starting Chamisha Asa B'Av, we're able to go. It's interesting that the Parsha of Yira, which some say every single day after davening, is in this week's Parsha in Ekev. V'ato Yisrael, mo Hashem alekecha shoyel me'imach ki'im li'yira. This is the Parsha of Yira. It starts now, it starts in Ekev, which is the tikkun for Tisha B'Av, which was lack of Yira, which brought about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Chet of Shittim. Mo Hashem alekecha shoyel me'imach. Mo is Mem-Hei. Mem-Hei is 45. There are 45 days from Chamisha Osa B'Av till Rosh Hashanah to work on Yira Shemayim, to work on our Yira. We mentioned in the previous weeks that Oig Melech HaBoshan corresponds to Menachem Av. Sichon is Tammuz, Oig is Menachem Av, and Oig Melech HaBoshan corresponds to Tisha B'Av and to Golos Yishmol, the Golos that we're in now. When we come to the end of this parasha, Parashas Ekev, which we always read after Tisha B'Av, Chamisha Asa B'Av time, we end off, the last pasuk is, Lo Yisyatzev Ish B'Fneichem. No one is going to stand in your way. And this comes after it says, wherever you set foot, wherever you go will be yours, Eretz Yisrael will spread out, and no one will stand in your way. You won't have to worry about anyone. Hashem is going to give your fear. The entire world is going to be afraid of us. And that's going to be, of course, because we have Yirat Shamayim. So Rashi says here, Rashi quotes from the Sifri, Lo Yisyatzev Ish Bifneichem. Who's this Ish? So says Rashi, Afilu Ka'oig Melech HaBoshon. Even someone as powerful as Oig Melech HaBoshon will not stand in your way. And it's interesting because Oig Melech HaBoshon is gone already. He's out of the picture. He's not here. He was already killed. And the Pasuk is telling us, Lo Yisyatzev Ish Bifneichem. You don't have to worry about Oig Melech HaBoshon. The Tumah of Oig Melech HaBoshon is over. He's gone. And what he represents is gone. Tisha B'Av is over. We now are in the Nechama mode. Now comes Chamisha Osa B'Av. Chamisha Osa B'Av is the day in which we begin developing our Yira. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu not to be afraid of Oig Melech HaBoshon. Al Tira Oisai, do not be afraid of him. If you have Yira, be afraid of me. Don't be afraid of Oig Melech HaBoshon. Oig Melech HaBoshon is not to be feared. And if we fear Hashem, there's no one to fear. If we truly fear Hashem, if we have the proper Yira, then there's nothing and no one to be afraid of. Oig Melech HaBoshon, as we mentioned last time, was the one who came to Avraham Avinu Pesach by night with the intent of having Avraham killed in the war. Avraham was to be killed in the war against the four kings. Those are the four empires. Avraham Avinu represents Moshiach, Melech HaMoshiach, who will conquer the four empires. And Oig Melech HaBoshon comes at the end of that war. Oig Melech HaBoshon is Malchus Yishmael. Golus Yishmael comes at the end of time. Golus Yishmael is trying to take away the Amunah of Klal Yisrael. Oig Melech HaBoshon counters the Amunah. He's the Oig, is the Matzah, the Uga, the Matzah, which the Matzah that we eat on Pesach. That's why he's called Oig, because he came on Pesach when Avraham was baking Matzahs. Avraham Avinu is the Ish HaEmunah. Avraham Avinu is the He'emin BaHashem. He's the Roish L'Maminim. Avraham Avinu is also the Yorei Shamayim. By the Akedah, the Torah for the first time and the only time refers to Avraham Avinu as the Yorei Shamayim. Ki ata yodati ki yorei Elohim ata. I know now that you fear Hashem. So Avraham Avinu is the Ma'amin, and Avraham Avinu is the Yorei Shamayim. And in the schus of those two, of Emunah and Yirat, which in our generation, that's what's required. What's required in our generation is Emunah and Yirat. Emunah to counter the Shar Hanun of Tumah, which is Kfira, which the generation that we're in now is a generation of Kfira, of atheists, of liberals, of those who don't believe in anything. And Emunah counters that. At the same time, there's the immorality. The only way to fight that is through Yirat. And in this parasha, we have both. The parasha starts with V'hoya Ekev Tishmon. Ekev means heel. What does that mean? V'hoya Ekev Tishmon. You should listen with your heel. Who listens with their heel? You listen with your ears. You listen with your mind. Who listens with their Ekev? And there are many different interpretations. In previous years, we went through it. Not going to do it again. But one of them, perhaps, Ekev doesn't. The Ekev, correctly so, does not have seichel. The ekev is the lowest part of the body. The ekev is the bottom of the foot, the heel, which the entire body stands on the heel. There's going to be a time when we're not going to be able to use seichel. There's a time, the end of time, which ekev is a remez to ikvasa the Mashiach, to the time we're in now, right prior to the coming of Mashiach. What's required now is not so much seichel. What's required now is doing what you have to do. Mesiras nefesh. Emunah, which Emunah is Lamaila Min HaSeichel. The Ekev is the opposite of the Rosh. The Rosh, that's Seichel. Ekev is, there's no Seichel. Ekev is the bottom of the foot. There's no Seichel there. What, when there's no Seichel, there's Emunah. Well, we don't understand, but we do it anyway. V'hoya Ekev, even though it's Ekev, we have no idea. We don't understand. Tishmon. And you still do what you're supposed to. That's the Tikkun for Shimon. That's the Tikkun for Shittim. For the shtus of Le'umaseh, which took place by the Chet of Shittim, where Klal Yisrael fell into the Tumah of Shar Hanun, into the Tumah of Kfir, as we see in our time today. The tikkun for that is Emunah v'hoya Ekev Tishmon. At the same time, Yira. Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach Ki'im Li Yira. And that's what Oig Melech HaBoshon fought. Oig Melech HaBoshon was trying to get Avraham killed. If there's no Avraham Avinu, there's no Klal Yisrael, there's no Emunah, and there's no Yira. Avraham Avinu is referred to in Divrei HaYomim as Ha'odom HaGodol Bo'anokim, the man, the greatest man among giants, says Chazal. That's Avraham Avinu. So Avraham Avinu counters Oig Melech HaBosh and was literally the giant among men physically. Avraham Avinu was the giant among men spiritually, and Oig was his Le'umazeh. That's why Oig comes on Pesach, which is the Yom Tov of Avraham Avinu, to have Avraham Avinu killed so that there won't be any Emunah and there won't be any Yira. And that's what brought us Tisha B'Av, unfortunately. But now, in this part of the month, in the second half of Menachem Av, when we are now working on being Mesakeh the Chet of Shimon, which means, number one, Ksenas Chinam, so Ahavas Chinam, and the Chet of Shittim, of Avodah Zarah, Kfira, and Znus, which in order to fight that, one needs Emunah and Yira. Now we conquer Oig Melech HaBoshan. We're not afraid of Oig Melech HaBoshan. The Oig Melech HaBoshan, who represents Tisha B'Av, represents Menachem Av, represents Yishmael. Yishmael has in it the word Shin Mem Ayin as well, Shema. The tikkun for Yishmael, the way to overcome Golus Yishmael, which today also includes Paras, which today Paras is scaring the entire world. The entire world is in fear of what Paras, what Iran, may do to the world, to the Middle East, which Chazal tells clearly, and it's psukim all over, that Paras will give trouble at the end of time. It's amazing to see how 3,000 years ago it was already foreseen what's going to happen in our time, where Paras, little Iran, that just not long ago, no one ever would have dreamed, would have had the power and the ability to hold the entire world at bay over here in fear of what they might do, is now coming to reality. Lo yisyatzev ish b'fneichem, says the pasuk. No one will stand in your way. Whether his name is Oig Melech HaBoshan, whether his name is what the president of Iran's name is, whatever it is, whether it's any other dictator, lo yisyatzev ish b'fneichem, as long as we follow the directives of what the Torah tells us here, to strengthen our emunah, as difficult as it may be, and our yira, mo Hashem alekecha shoyel me'imach ki'im li yira, Isha Yiras Hashem Hi Tishalol, will bring us to the Yom Chasunasoi V'Yom Simchas Liboi, to Bo'atora She'itera Loi Imoi V'Yom Chasunasoi V'Yom Simchas Liboi, as the Pasuk tells us in Shir HaShirim, which the Mishnah at the end of Ta'anis quotes. When we talk about the end of Ta'anis, Maseches Ta'anis, which is the tractate that deals with fast days, deals mostly with fast days that have to do with lack of rain. But at the end of the Masechta, we talk about the fasts associated with Churban Beis HaMikdash. That's the source, how we know what happened on Tisha B'Av and what happened on Shavuos HaBetamuz and what you're not allowed to do Erev Tisha B'Av, and that you're not allowed to eat Shnei Tavshilin and the halachas of Aveilus and Mishanichnas of Mema'atin Besimcha. But at the end of Ta'anis, which means the Siyum, the end, no more Ta'anis, no more fasting. Fasting is over. No more Golus. The last Mishnah, therefore, is talking about the Geula. The Geula, which starts Chamisha Asa Be'av. Loi Hayam Toivim Yisrael Chamisha Asa Be'av. That's the day which Chazal tell us, besides the reasons mentioned before, that Kolu Meisei Midbar, those in the desert who died, stopped dying. And it's a day associated with eternal life. It's a day associated with Chiyas HaMeisim. It is the day in which Haruge Beitar, those who were killed in Beitar on Tisha B'Av, their bodies did not rot. Loi hisrichu, and they were given proper burial, and as a result, they were mesakein hatoy v'hametiv in benching, the fourth bracha, which benching, incidentally, is mentioned in this week's parasha, v'yachalta v'savatu v'yirachta. Double toiv, hatoiv v'hametiv. That's the tikkun of the letter tes. As mentioned, the letter tes, that's the letter of Chodesh Menachem Av. Every month has a letter that it was created with. Menachem Av was created with the letter tes. Tes is toiv. But on Tisha B'Av it fell and it sunk. Tavu ba'oretz she'areha. That's the small tes in Eicha. Now, after Chamisha Asa B'Av, the toiv is revealed. Ha'toiv v'hametiv. Es ha'or ki toiv. The hidden light is now revealed. Se'ena ure'ena b'nois tzion. Go out and see. You will see it. Melech Shahasholim Shaloi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is referred to as Melech Shloimai. Shloimai, who was the 15th generation from Avraham Avinu, Chamisha Asa B'Av is the 15th day of the month, Miloy HaLevona, and the day of Tosh Ashkoicha Shalchama, as the Gemara says, that the sun, the heat of the sun begins to weaken, which is a remez to the power of the nations. The power of the nations, which are compared to the sun, the nations follow the solar calendar, we follow the lunar. There's no other day, no other 15th of the month in which at the same time that the moon reaches its apex, the moon is the largest size that the moon visible to us that we see is on the 15th of the month, which is why Yom Tov, Pesach, and Sukkot are on the 15th of the month. Purim, Shushan Purim is the 15th of the month. Tu B'Shvat, and now Tu B'Av. But Tu B'Av is the only 15th which at the same time that the moon reaches its zenith, the sun is weakening at the same time. You don't find this by any other 15th of the month, which is a remez, Klal Yisrael reaching their milui ha-levana, Klal Yisrael are compared to the levana, Yisrael doimin le-levana, mainin le-levana, and the umais are compared to the chama, toshash koicha shel chama, yoim tavar magal, as the Gemara says, the hatchets, the axes that they use to chop the wood for the Beis HaMikdash, for the wood that they needed on the Mizbeach, they stopped chopping wood, as the Gemara gives us the reason there, why. And they took the axes and the hatchets and they broke them. And Mefarshim asks, why did they break the axes and the hatchets for? It's Baal Tashchis. Because Chamisha Asa Ba'av, Yoim Tavar Magal, Chamisha Asa Ba'av is a remez to, Chamisha Asa Ba'av is a day associated with the future in which a pasuk says in Yeshaya, written on the Isaiah wall, whatever it's worth over there, but it's written on the Isaiah wall, the pasuk in Yeshaya, Lo Yisa Goy El Goy Cherev, Lo Yilmedu Oid Ish Mulchama, that means that there will be no weapons of mass destruction, no weapons of war. All the weapons will be turned into plowshares. That's the nevuah of the Geula. That's what they did on Chamisha Asa. They took these weapons, even though they were used for chopping wood, but they were barzel, they were metal, they were weapons, and they broke them. They got rid of them. Meaning, no more weapons, no more kinnus. Like the Remez, people on Tisha B'Av, they have to finish saying kinnus. Many don't bring the kinnis to the house. They leave it in shul. They put it in the shemus with emunah that we're never going to have to say it again. From kinnis, it should become tikkun. Kinnis is the same letters as tikkun. It should be the last time we ever have to say kinnis. We don't want to ever use this again. If we have to next year, chas v'shalom, you go to the swan store and buy a new one, which shouldn't happen. But the kinnis is left in shul, unlike any of the other sfarim or megillas that we say throughout the year. When we finish saying it, you take it home. Kinnis, many have a minhag not to take home, because we believe we'll never have to say it again. We'll never have to use the axes and the hatchets again. The weapons should never be used. So they broke them on Chamisha Asa B'Av. Because Chamisha Asa B'Av, in contrast to Tisha B'Av, Chamisha Asa B'Av is the day of life. As the Gemara says, starting Chamisha Asa B'Av, a person is supposed to start learning more at night because the nights are longer, and the more you learn, the more life Hashem will give you. Man the Moisif Yosef, whoever learns more starting Chamisha Asa B'Av will live longer. Chamisha Asa B'Av, the gematria ksiva v'chasima toiva. Unlike Tisha B'Av, which is a day of erasure, it's a day of umocha es shemam. Chamisha Asa B'Av, preparing for Rosh Hashanah, is a day of ksiva and chasima, and zechira and memory. Throughout these parashiyos, we learn about not to forget and to remember. Zechoyer al tishkach. Remember and do not forget. Remember the Chet HaEgel, the pasuk is talking about here, or in the previous parashiyah. Remember Matan Torah. Yom Chasun Asayv, Yom Simchas Libay. Remember what happened with Amalek, as we'll see in a few weeks. All the Zechirahs, this is a time for Zechirah now, a time to remember and not to forget. We don't want Hashem Chas V'Shalom looks like He forgot us, then we have to remember Him. And now starts the time to work on memory. As we read about the olive in this week's parasha, Eretz Zeis Shemen Udvash. That, as we know, olive oil is the school of zikara, and olive oil is the liquid that is used to enhance memory. It's a shemen zayis, is to counter the shikcha, which the Yevanim wanted to instill in Klal Yisrael. So this time that we're in now is a very, very auspicious time, a very special time. It's the end of the year, it's the akev of the year, on one hand, and it's preparation for the beginning of the upcoming year. It's the end of Tavshin Ayin, and it's preparing for Tavshin Ayin Aleph. We read 2 weeks ago that Oig Melech HaBoshan had a bed that was 9 amos, Teisha Amos Orka. That was remez to Tisha B'Av, the 9 days. But on Rosh Hashanah, we also do something that has to do with 9. Min HaTorah, you have to hear 9 koilos. Tes koilos, one has to hear on Rosh Hashanah. The nine koil, midoraisa. We listen to 30 or 100, that's all midorabbanan, because we're not sure what a trua is. But midoraisa, min hatoira, a person has to hear nine sounds on Rosh Hashanah. A tekiya, a trua, and a tekiya three times. That's three times three is nine. That's the tikkun for the nine, for the test that fell in Av, for the teisha amois arka of Oig Melech HaBashan. Once the teisha amois arka of Oig Melech HaBashan are gone, lo yisyatzev ish b'fneichem, we're not afraid of Oig Melech HaBashan, we move on to Rosh Hashanah, where we hear the nine koilois, the teish, the test koilois of the trua, of the shofar, b'gematria Yerushalayim, of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, the day in which every yid returns to his shoresh, to his roots. Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year, the Rosh, the Reishis, the Reishis, Aleph B'Tishrei. Bereishis stands for Aleph B'Tishrei. Unkelus translates Bereishis, Milakadmin, Kedem, back to the way it was, as we end off Eicha, right after Tishrei, right on Tishrei B'Av itself. Chadesh Yomeinu Kekedem. Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha V'Nashuva Chadesh Yomeinu Kekedem. Kedem is Bereishis. Milakadmin, Aleph B'Tishrei. Right after Tisha B'Av, the ninth of Av, we prepare for Rosh Hashanah, where we hear the nine sounds of the shofar, which the shofar elevates us, and the shofar brings us to the tikkun of Shema, of Shmiya, of listening, of Ahoya Ekev Tishmon, rectifying the chait of Shimon, the tikkun for Shimon, which the tikkun of Shimon will bring about the Geula. Menachem Av, when Menachem Av is transformed into a month of Sosayin V'Simcha, we know the Geula has come. And that starts Chamisha Asar B'Av every year. The hope is that eventually, in next year, Yetzer Hashem, already from the beginning of the month, it'll be a month of Simcha. This year, we did not merit it yet. Le'eis Atah, we did not merit it yet. But right now, we are in those days. It's after Chamisha Asar B'Av. And even though it's the second half of the month, and it's when the moon is beginning to decrease in size, not Menachem Av. Menachem Av is different. Menachem Av, starting Chamisha Asar B'Av, is Midas HaRachamim. And even those who have a minhag not to make chasanis in the second half of the month, most say that does not apply to the second half of Menachem Av, because the second half of Menachem Av is total rachamim. Ata oiver hayoyim es hayardeng. We pass the yardeng, we pass din. Shema Yisrael, ata oiver hayoyim es hayardeng. There's nothing to fear. Lo yisyatzev ish b'fneichem. The Midas Hadin has passed. We are now in the mode of Racham, and we should see it be'enei basar. We should see it b'sechazena einenu b'shuvach alitzion b'racham. We should see it with our eyes. All of this, we should be zeichet to go to Eretz Yisrael, to go to Yerushalayim, to go to the Makom Hamikdash, to see the Beis Hamikdash b'shleimus. Whereas the pasuk ends off that wherever a yid will set foot, kol hamakom asher tidroich kaf raglechem, kaf regel, the ekev. That's the schar for the Ekev. Hoya Ekev Tishmon. If you listen, even in the time of Ekev, even when there's no seichel, and even when we're on the floor, and even when there's no life, the Ekev is the bottom of the foot where there's no feeling. That's the part of the foot which is called the Malach HaMovis Sheba Adam, as it says in Ovis de Rabbi Nosson. The Ekev is the Malach HaMovis of a person, because there's no life there. There's no feeling. The nerves are dead. That's why you could walk on it, and it doesn't bleed and doesn't hurt normally. You don't walk on your hands, then it'll hurt, because that's not made for walking. But the bottom of the foot is the toughest, tough skin. That our generation is a very tough generation. You have to be very tough in order to be able to combat the koichos hara that exists at this time, at the end, right before Mashiach comes, in the time of Ekev. So the schar for the hoya Ekev Tishmon, for being mekabel, for listening, in the time of Ekev, even when there's no seichel, is kol hamakom asher tidroich kaf raglechem boilochem. Wherever you walk, wherever you set foot, wherever your Ekev walks, will be yours, will be Eretz Yisrael. A yid has the koyach to be mehapech, even chutz l'Eretz into Eretz Yisrael. Min hamidbar v'halavonoin, min hanohar nahar peros, v'ad hayom ha'achron yihye gevulchem, lo yisyatzev ish b'fneichem, pachtechem emoirachem, yitin Hashem elokechem apnei kol ha'oretz, as the pasuk ends off here, Parshas Ekev, and the Haftorah of Ekev, which is a continuation of the Nechama, of the 7 weeks of Nechama, corresponding to the 7 weeks between Pesach and Shavuos. Just like we have the 7 weeks of Sfira, we now have the 7 weeks between Tisha B'Av, where we leave the Bein HaMetzorim, which is like Yetzias Mitzrayim, like Pesach, getting ready for Rosh Hashanah, which is like Shavuos. The Shofar of Rosh Hashanah, one of the reasons we blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is to remind us of the Shofar of Matan Torah, which is the left horn that Hashem blew by Matan Torah, which is of, from the isle that was used by Avraham when he slaughtered Yitzchak, slaughtered the isle in substitute for Yitzchak, as mentioned before. Until we come to the last pasuk of the Haftorah of Ekev, Ki Nicham Hashem Tzion. Nicham kol charvoiseo. Hashem will comfort all the ruins of Tzion. Vayosem midbara ke Eden, ve'arvasa ke gan Hashem. The midbar will turn into Eden. That means even the sad days will become days of joy, as we read in the Haftorah before. Kol gei nosei. Even the valleys will rise. The valley of Aneshev Bagoy. Tisha B'Av is the gei, is the valley. Will rise. Tisha B'Av will become a yomtiv. The 9 days will become a yomtiv. Vayosem midbara ke Eden ve'arvasa ke gan Hashem. Sasoin v'simcha yimotzei v'atoyda v'kol zimram. It will be zoichet to all of this immediately in this year of Tovshin Ayin, Teisha. Tovshin Ayin is Teisha. Teisha Amo is Orka. We should be zoichet in the year of Tovshin Ayin to the tikkun of Teisha and not give up and say, well, the year's over already. There's still plenty of time till the end of the year where a lot could happen. V'hoyo ekev tishma. We should be zoichet to the tikkun of Shimain v'shana zu. Have a good evening.